Tell you what, this has been a good night. It has. Vancouver back in their own end of the rink. We'll have all the post-game stuff coming up. Alexis Downey, Emerson Edom and the crew. And then we'll get ready for another game here against Chicago coming up this weekend. That should be fun. Anaheim to center. Ross Johnson finagles it in with 20 seconds to play. This crowd's going to roar. Give this team a much timed celebration. That's all I can say. They deserve a round of applause tonight with this effort. Puck fired. Front of the net. Saved by Dostal. Vancouver goes after the puck. 4 seconds left. Down to 2-1. Folks, this one's in the win column. A 5-2 victory for Anaheim. After falling behind early 2-0, 5 unanswered goals, 5-2, good guys, victorious.
The Anaheim Ducks continue this playoff hunt. A big-time victory here tonight. Wow. And the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. How fun is this?
This is the best. This is what it's all about right here. And it's only going to get better, folks. Buck up on the scoreboard. Ducks win. Ducks win. Honda Center. You're going to listen to the crowd. Give our team a big-time ovation. The fans stand around the center ice circle. Salute this big crowd. Wow, wow, wow. This one's been fun. Keep it jogged in your memory. You don't want to forget this. Could be the start of a lot of good things here. 5-2 the final. I'll just ask you, Emerson, just one more thought, because I know you're going to be heading over to the post-game show with Alexis. What does this do for a hockey club, this win tonight?
Well, they got to understand how they played. That just, they wanted it more. They were relentless. They were moving their feet. Yep. They were trying to get first to every loose puck. The board battles and the 50-50 pucks, they started to come their way, and I just thought they were aggressive. Yep. They were hungry. Once again, it's that jump that they brought. They need to bring this jump. It was the full 60-minute effort. It really was. Maybe a tad bit from Vancouver that we saw early on, but other than that, second period, the start of the second, for the rest of the hockey game, Anaheim Ducks with a much better team. Lukáš Dostal, stellar, needs good goaltending. He got that out of him, and look, this is just, it feels so good, Steve.
Winning, oh, yeah.
Winning's more fun.
Yep, and when you're watching a game like this, you just want more. Hopefully we get it against the Chicago Blackhawks coming up this weekend. Emerson's going to join Alexis Downey in just a matter of a couple of minutes. Again, the final 5-2 for the good guys. Nice effort, big-time crowd, and we hope you enjoyed it. So all the post-game festivities are coming ahead, and then we'll be on the air Saturday night as Frank Petrano comes out, raises his stick, gives it to a young player, is being lifted by mom and dad over the glass to pick it up. And what a night. It was fun. Want to thank Vic Pence. Want to thank Rick Cutler. Want to thank Jay back at our studios. And hope you enjoy it. Take it in, think about it, and hope that it happens a lot more before the year's out. Cutter Gauthier now, one of the stars being led to the ice, and we'll come back with just one more player before we take that break. And here comes that player, number 16, Ryan Strome, and a big roar of the crowd for him, the veteran forward who gives a stick to a young player. Stay tuned for Alexis Downey with Emerson Edom. And we'll be back with more Ducks hockey on Saturday night. For Vic Pence, Cutler, and the crew, and our friends at Skyview, hope you enjoyed it. We certainly did. As you can see, we're fired up. Big effort, big win, 5-2 the final. We'll take a break and come back with all of our post-game festivities in just a moment here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
We're here to lend helpful hands at your SoCal Honda dealers. Helpful hands that are here for you and support our community. Plus, help you save at our dealerships. Save thousands with low 0% APR financing. Honda cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, hybrids, and EVs are in stock and on sale. Like the 2024 Honda Prologue EV with 0% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Support comes from UCI Health,
home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks are victorious at Honda Center, extending their win streak at home to 5 games now, taking down the Vancouver Canucks tonight, 5-2, the final score. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Welcome to the post-game show. We are so excited to bring you the recap of what happened here on the ice at Honda Center. And there was a lot of action in this one. Kind of a, not necessarily a quick start for the Ducks when you look at their stats from the first period, but able to pull it together second and third and finish off the game strong.
You just got to love the atmosphere here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this place was going, and Lukáš Dostál was going. Yes, as you mentioned, a couple early on goals, but look, this is that killer instinct. This is the playoff push, right? You need that hunger and that drive. And I said it at the end of the game when Steve asked for my final point there, but just got to love the jump, right? I mean, how about everyone just skating so well? Cutter was all over the ice. I mean, he was... Even defensively, just really pressuring up, taking away gap. They all were. Even on the last couple entries, Ratko Gudas closing the gap, mm-hmm. and just playing solid, sound defensive hockey, and that led to a lot of their offensive chances.
The team's sixth multi-goal comeback win of the season here tonight. An exciting one. We're going to take you through the highlights now, starting in the first period. As we mentioned, it was the Canucks that got on the board early. Tyler Myers, just 3 minutes into the game, getting the first goal. However, Lukáš Dostál, He stood tall tonight, and he made a big save in the first period on Quinn Hughes with 6:28 to go.
Now out in front of the net, another opportunity. Here's Hughes looking to shoot, moves in, shoots! Oh, and what a save that was. I thought actually that puck was going to get by him, but Dostal tossed out the catching glove and caught it like, well, just another night at the arena.
Yeah, Lukas Dostal, he's looking sharp here on come out and play night with the Offspring. I mean, he's just dialed here tonight. I know he's let up one here so far, but for Quinn Hughes, they're taking that puck right in the slot area. Nice weight transfer. He brings it from the mid mark of the ice a little bit to the near side, and Alicia's a great shot. Great glove save by Lukas Dostal.
I wanted to make sure we got that save in there because Quinn Hughes was all over the ice. He was throwing pucks at the net, and even though I'm not exactly sure the shot total he ended up with, but the amount of shot attempts he had in this game, there was a bunch of them.
Yeah, and four shots on goal.
There it is.
Through 60 minutes of play for Quinn Hughes. And
felt like more.
Yeah, no, the amount of cutbacks, and especially they're about the midway mark of the game when Brett Leason was trying to cover him, and actually prior to Brett Leason getting that penalty, just several cutbacks and just makes you dizzy sometimes watching him.
Yeah, it did. He is certainly a talent, but Dostal making a big save. Early, Canucks would end the period, though, with 2-0 lead, out shooting the Ducks in that first period, too. But from then on, the Ducks came out to play. Frank Vetrano, a one-timer goal, 5:27 into the second period, cut their lead in half.
Here comes Anaheim retrieving the puck. He'd like to get a goal here and cut the lead in half. A shot deflected off a Toronto stick, who gets it again and scores! A one-time blast on a second try. And that sequence by Vetrano, and he beats the goaltender Seelovs, and the Ducks get right back in the hockey game. They're down 2-1.
An unbelievable rocket of a shot from Frank Vetrano. You just gotta love that area that he was in. That was that dot lane trigger area. It was a nice spin around pass from Ryan Strom, and right in that near side dot lane area, Frank Vetrano, he wastes no time. Perfect pass from Strom out of the corner. Perfect shot. Far side shelf from Frankie V.
He was so excited after that goal. Sometimes you don't see that emotion from him, but you could see it there.
And you could just see the chemistry. He just, you know, stayed there with his arms wide open there, and Ryan Strom came out of the corner there, giving a big hug. It just seemed like the same chemistry we see from those two off the ice. Right in that moment, they were celebrating just a big-time goal. And just with that just goal and celebration, it was confident, looked like they were having fun, and it just looked like they were going to come back in this one.
2-1 game at that point. Gutter Gauthier, the next goal scorer, same spot as Frank Vetrano's goal, this time 9:09 into the second.
You know what makes me even more enjoyable coming to a Ducks game, regardless where they are in the standings, when you have a crowd like this? I mean, it's filled with the Raptors here, and how many empty seats, and that's good to see.
And how about all these Offspring jerseys?
Score! Down low, it beat him, and the Anaheim Ducks up on the hockey board.
Come out and play, Cutter Gauthier. How about that shot on the far side? Oh, a howitzer.
Wow. Wow. Top shelf. Cutter goes, gives the Anaheim fans saying, hey, we got one, and actually it's a 2-2 game.
You could just hear how loud it was in Honda Center. We're sitting here laughing, just listening back to that. The Offspring jerseys might have been a good luck charm for the team tonight.
I think they were. And speaking of the Offspring, how about them and their suite just enjoying every moment of it, right?
So awesome.
I thought, okay, what are we getting ourselves into early on? Being down, you just thought, okay, is this going to be a kind of deja vu from when the Vancouver Canucks were last here in that 5-1 win for them? But no, this is just a team in which the belief is there, mm-hmm. and they don't get let down, and just much better jump. I think that road trip really wore this group down, but they were back at it. They took care of their bodies. They're all students of the game, of course. We talked about on the pregame show, Rako Gudas, and of course his words to inspire his club. But I tell you, that's what this team played like. They played inspired, and just yet another big time goal.
Well said. It did look like a very inspired team here tonight. And they were on a mission because this was a big game, and they knew they had to win this one with the way the standings have been looking recently, and also just in the division in general. It's a big game as they have to play the Canucks four times, and this was only game two. So we're going to be seeing them a few more times this season. All right, a 2-2 game after Cutter's goal. It was Ryan Strome, the next goal scorer. 3-2 game late in the second period.
Late second period. Here's a push up the ice. Strome ahead to center ice. Played by Terry McTavish to Strome. Scores! A pretty passing play involving three forwards. And Strome knocked it by Seeloffs. And the crowd erupts with joy as Anaheim has taken a 3-2 lead.
What a passing play. It all starts in the defensive zone. Nice wheels from Troy Terry, fending off pressure. He kicks it out to the near side to Mason McTavish, and a great 30-foot pass to the far side. Ryan Strome collects it and releases it in a hurry. Right post and in. What a goal.
A three-point night for Ryan Strome, and he earned the first star honors here at Honda Center.
And well-deserved. And how about Troy Terry? 3 points as well. Two guys on this Ducks team with 3 points. And then how about Brian Dumoulin, plus three? Mm-hmm. A couple of guys with two-point nights. And I thought Sam Colangelo brought a lot of speed. Of course, the other players on that line, Isaac Lundstrom, looked great, but we talked about it. Cutter Gauthier was a member of that line. He looked fantastic. So the depth scoring was there. Just big time performance. Even Jansen Harkins, right?
Yep.
There was some shift. He created 2-3 quality scoring chances, and it just, once again, pridefulness and the belief and the hunger of this team was on full display tonight.
Jansen Harkins was really forechecking hard. You could see him getting up on those plays and is close on a couple chances at the net. Not quite there, but the Ducks were winning 3-2 after the second period. Let's get into the last period. Jackson Lacombe, the next goal scorer during a 4-on-4, 15:46 into the third.
Here comes Garland. He knows how to score goals. Going over to play him is Kalord. And by the way, we have more room on the ice, but both teams a man short. Here comes Anaheim trying to score a big goal. Lacombe in front of the net. Shoots! Scores! Jackson Lacombe on a 4-on-4 setup. And the Ducks get some breathing room. It's 4-2 for the Ducks with 4:14 to go.
What a setup by Mason McTavish. He slows it down right on the entry. A little deception. He's looking at the net. He's on his left skate, falling over just a tad. Beautiful deception. And then Jax Lacombe just takes that puck to the far side. He goes back near side shelf. What a tally.
Huge goal from Jackson Lacombe, and a beautiful goal it was. Nice pass over from McTavish.
Yeah, I mean, what a shot, right? Mm-hmm. What a finish. You got to love that deception there. As I mentioned, he was falling off a tad, just looking over at maybe a shot first. Fools everyone, then slice it home to Jackson Lacombe. And it's just one of those things where Jackson Lacombe, nice weight transfer. He cuts to the middle, and just a perfect pinpoint shot.
As Radko Gudas shared in the pregame show, he is just seeing that confidence in Lacombe, and that was an example of it.
It really was. And, how many guys would have just shot that puck right
yep.
Right upon receiving it from Mason McTavish there? He cuts in, and everyone just continues to skate over to the other side. I mean, it was a great move, and he puts it shelf.
Yep.
Fooled, of course, the Tendy there. And what a goal.
gave the Ducks a two-goal lead, but they weren't done yet. They were able to get you Chick-fil-A, free chicken sandwiches, and it was Troy Terry with the empty netter.
Gudas falls down. Vancouver after the puck. Hoglander drops it behind the net. On the right wing side, back out, Myers a drive, and it's blocked by Lundestrom. It will hobble off after a gutsy defensive play. A shot, score! Into an empty net! My, oh my! What a fitting ending to this one. Still 2:06 to go, but a three-goal lead for the good guys on a tally into an open net by Troy Terry.
And the thing that stood out to me after that goal, they didn't let up. They kept going. They kept pressing, and they finished out that game.
Yeah, that was a very that was a cocky goal right there from Troy Terry. Very confident. But, yeah, that's a word that comes. I mean, he just grabbed that puck and almost shelf. I mean, what, an inch or two from being just a bar down there. So just unbelievable shot. I mean, that's just showing some serious confidence, and you get 3 points by playing confident. So, AD, you know what that means. The Anaheim Ducks won, right? It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
The Ducks are helping you out with a win tonight, getting you McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and some points in the standings.
You're welcome, everyone.
Emerson's got you with that read. Don't forget it, because he will remind you. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we return, we will get over to the text line because we have a lot of messages rolling in after this exciting win here tonight. Don't go far.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk, and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Hey, everyone. Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them,
you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we're back with the post-game show. The Ducks win at home at Honda Center tonight, 5-2 over the Vancouver Canucks. And Ryan Strome, the first star of the game, already spoke with the media down in the locker room. Let's hear what he had to say.
What?
Really? Got to pay their own flight or what?
Budgets.
I'll see.
Yeah, like the first period wasn't pretty, but I thought we had really good energy, good legs. I think that was a good sign for a team coming off a tough road trip. So I think it was just a matter of executing a little bit better and just kind of playing a little bit north-south. We knew they're on a back-to-back. So I think when you can simplify the game and tire them out a little bit, I think we saw some results. So I think it was just simplifying our game in the second and third, and we just kept rolling them over. Everyone did a great job. It was, the bench was really, really ready to go. Everyone was on their toes, and it seemed like every line was just generating more and more momentum. It's a good sign. I think we're all ready to go. I think the guys in here were really excited. It was a big game for us. I think there's some guys in here that haven't played, a game of this magnitude this time of year in a couple of years, so it's exciting for us. I think guys are, embracing the opportunity in front of us, and when you have a 4-point division game and there's 25 games left and you got some hope still, I think it's exciting for us. And I think you saw that come out in the second and third.
Cutter had kind of a tough play on that first goal, and then he gets robbed with the glove save. Then after that, it was kind of lights out. I mean, he was shooting the puck tonight. He had the goal. What do you think about the kind of resilience and confidence from a rookie like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first goal, he's just trying to make a play. I mean, obviously, you have to know the time and place, but I think that as an offensive guy, you want to see him seeing those plays. Obviously, you got to be careful in those risk-reward situations, but I always try to see the positive. I think that he saw a guy open. He's trying to make plays. He's trying to do the right thing. And in terms of his goal, I think he's a game-breaker. I think he can kind of look like he's not involved in the game. Then next thing you see his speed and his shot, and it's bang. He's got that game-breaking ability. So I think as a young player, that's a huge asset. He sticks with it. He works hard in practice, and it's nice to see him getting rewarded. He scored some big goals for us the last few games, and he's doing a great job of just, finding that one opportunity in a tight game and making a great play, and I think that's a great sign for a young guy.
It's not every game you score 5 unanswered goals like that. What does it do for the confidence of the team going forward?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's nice to score. My kids are going to be excited that there's free chicken now. That's all I get told at home, so I have to take them to get some chicken tomorrow. But, no, it's good. I think that when the contributions are from everyone, this time of year, we don't really care if it's 2-1 or 5-2 or whatever it's going to be. I think we're working hard on just trying to do the right things, get the 2 points. I think you're seeing contributions from everybody, a lot of selfless acts out there, selfless playing, and some courageous shot blocking, and I think those are the winning things. And we've talked about a lot with this group, but you have to go through it for that experience to truly grow, and I think we're in that right now, and it's a lot of fun. I think you're seeing guys, like I mentioned, relish this opportunity, and the best way to grow is through experience, and we're going through it right now, and it's a ton of fun.
Your line got things started, and all three of you guys ended up in the goal. What do you think about the way you guys played tonight, your line specifically?
I think, we made a mistake on the second goal. I think we're pissed off about it, and I think with us, there's a big trust factor. I mean, I think we're all a little ticked off after the first period, and I can sense in our body language everyone was a little frustrated. I think we all felt we had really good legs tonight, and just kind of the puck wasn't bouncing our way, and we just stuck with it. And it was actually Frankie that said, let's just play simple, let's just play north-south, and let our skill take over after that. And I think, Frank's goal, just a couple, bad shots around the net, just keep getting pucks on there, and we make a play. And then on mine, a good play off a breakout. So, I mean, I just think that when we simplify our game, same as our team, I think we have success. Sometimes we get a little bit too east to west, and we carry the puck back, and we kind of do a little loop-de-loop. I think when we play north-south, we're a good line, and we got back to that, and we had a good result.
A lot of really good stuff to hear from Ryan Strome there, talking about how the bench had great energy tonight, a little bit of frustrations with the team after the first period, but they come out, they play, and obviously get the job done. But one thing he said, the best way to grow is through experience. I really liked that as well.
Yeah, and he started off the conversation with first time, couple seasons that a lot of these guys played the meaningful games at this point in time. So just seems like everyone is within one collective mindset, one collective as one collective unit, and just really going out and battling for one another, right? So, he played well. That was such an unselfish play over to Troy Terry there at the end for the empty netter, and just his pass out of the corner there to Frank Vetrano, just such elite-level playmaking. But, yeah, I just thought that the boar battles, they were losing a lot of those boar battles from the midway point on in Buffalo, and I think this was one of the more complete games we've seen for this Ducks team in a while.
He also mentioned their skating. I mean, they were skating hard in this game. You saw it. It was very evident. Kind of helping with the board battles as well. They weren't letting up. And talk about that belief, that resiliency that this group has. That it was, of course, a multi-goal comeback. But we know that's there. We've seen that in spurts. And tonight, they knew they had to win this game. They came out. They got the job done. And they showed all of that once again.
And his kids get free chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
And,
maybe is, my favorite part of that. That was
there
good.
In the family.
That
awesome.
Was good. Also, he talked about Cutter Gauthier a little bit, and you go back to that Detroit game, the big two-goal game he had there, tie the game, go to overtime. Cutter's keeping it up. Yeah. And to see that progression from where he was at the beginning of the year, shooting, not scoring, you know, a little lost at times, getting benched at one point even in a game, to now what we're seeing from him, really, really a good sign.
Yeah, his defensive play was great, too. His skating and his approach, and a lot like a lot of these guys. I remember the Radko Gudas there, just the last few plays squeezing off right on the Vancouver's entry. Well, just whether it's the neutral zone forecheck or the forecheck in general, Cutter was moving his feet and just pressuring the plays. And how about that shot there, only a few minutes left to go, but great entry, and he just unleashes a big-time shot that misses high and wide, but he just wants it.
Let's get to the text line now. A couple messages here. Let's see. Boy, it feels good to be this competitive again. The folks at Tankathon miss my clicks. The boys played well for each other tonight with the top three lines having themselves a night. I will say Quinn Hughes is the real deal with Dostal and some key blocks keeping us in this game. Quinn Hughes is the real deal, and we saw that on display. Kind of hard to imagine that he wasn't a part of Team USA for the Four Nations face-off, especially after watching this game here tonight. But top three lines. We saw the fourth line in spurts, too. You know, they didn't get as much ice time necessarily, but overall, I mean, there's so much good to be said about the way the team came out.
Yeah, and we heard Head Coach Greg Cronin mentioned earlier that, when you have a guy like Quinn Hughes on your team, everything flows through him, right? The first pass, the breakouts out of the zone, the power play, like all their offense entered tonight's game with, 60 points? Check this sheet here. We had 60 points. 60 points in the 48 games played.
Yes.
46 assists. He wheels and deals out there all game long, and a lot of their offense comes through.
Another message here. Great to see Dosti getting goal support and getting the win. Put the rest of the season on his shoulders and keep scoring goals and get these boys some playoff experience. I mean, you think about it. Oscar Dance, the backup here tonight, John Gibson, was skating this morning at morning skate. Obviously, it looks like he's hoping to come back soon on that end. And we know that Saturday is actually a big night for him as he's going to be honored for 500 NHL games, so I can imagine hopefully he'll be ready to go on Saturday too.
Yeah, it's good to see him once again at morning skate. He was looking good out there, and I mean, just more the merrier, right? You're out and winning with Z. You're out and winning with just these guys. They're injured, and it's just the fact that this Ducks team is winning these games minus some key guys out, being Z and Gibby there. I mean, it's phenomenal, and they're just going to add so much when they come back. And it's just once again, it's like a friendly competition, right? Guys yep. are competed from certain slots within the lineup, and those guys are back. I tell you, it just Jansen Harkins, great game. The fourth line is as a whole, and so many pieces to this puzzle here tonight that worked out for the Ducks.
Let's take a commercial break, and when we return, we'll get to some more messages on the text line. Keep talking about this game here tonight. Don't go far.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day, instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back into the post-game show. We're going to take a listen now to Frank Vetrano as he spoke with the media down in the locker room.
It says 77 TV.
It was a stunning comeback. How did you guys pull that off?
Yeah, I think we weren't happy with the first period. And I think we knew we needed to be able to figure out the simplifier game. That's what we did in the second and third period, and that's why we won the hockey game. I think they warmed down. We knew they played last night. You know, it's obviously tough coming back to back in this league, and that's a 4-point game for us. That's huge.
Every game, every goal in this game was just a fantastic shot. It was a game that belongs to sharpshooters tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think when you put pucks on that, good things happen. Just how they went in tonight, I think guys were seeing the net pretty well tonight.
Your line is a line that's driven play a lot this whole season. What do you feel like you guys did well tonight?
We talked about it after the first period. Is we need to simplify our game. The whole team said that, but individually as a line, we wanted to do it too. And the first couple of shifts, we just stressed on getting pucks in deep and trying to get pucks back. And I think after we did that, two or three shifts, we ended up making skill plays and getting pucks back. So sometimes it's just as simple as that.
Jackson delivered the dagger tonight. I was a very confident play there, sort of hanging on the puck in the slot and covering that much. Have you seen a guy grow that much over your entire confidence? I mean, last year he was a pretty talented player. This year he seems to really have his skates under.
No, I think we all knew what kind of player he was coming in, and obviously as a young guy you kind of figure out what works in this league, and I think he understands how effective he is when he's skating, and he's confident making his plays, and I think he's been like that. He had glimpses of it last year, but I think he's a good.
All right, Frank Vetrano there speaking with the media as well. A big night, and he shared the same sentiment that Ryan Strome said. The team was not happy after the first period, and that's why they came out looking pretty good the next two periods, I'd say.
Yeah, just emphasize them just getting at it, right, for the full 60-minute game. They were just hungry, moving their feet, out competing. So good stuff.
All right, let's get back over to the text line because we have a few more messages we want to read talking about this win here tonight, a big win for this Ducks team. And looking at the standings, too, I wanted to make sure we took a look at that because the Ducks were 8 points out. Heading into this game, Vancouver holding that second wild card spot. Of course, they still have 65 points, but the Ducks now have 59. So getting a little bit closer.
Yeah, in games in hand, right? You look at all these teams ahead, minus the Calgary Flames, St. Louis, right ahead. They got two games in hand, they got two games more played. Ducks mm-hmm. have two games in hand, and then Ducks have two games in hand on the Utah. Utah playing 60 games as well. So Utah with a big-time win against Minnesota though tonight. That was huge. It seems like they keep winning, so that's going to be it's all tough. Calgary yeah. seems like hot start out of the gate, but they've been maybe plateauing, stagnant, so some other teams catching them. Just fun to see how this all plays out.
It is going to be fun, and a good point, too, that Utah and St. Louis have two games on the Ducks right now. They've also both won three in a row, so having some success right now, we need them to stop having some success right now. But anyways, let's get back to the text line. Message here: as a primary Gulls fan, this was exciting. I've gone to so many games this year with my mini plan. This was the best one so far. Wish the Ducks beat the Capitals next week. Well, we know that's going to be a tough game because the Caps have been phenomenal this year, really. I mean, and Alex Ovechkin coming into town, he's getting close to the goals record, and there's a lot of things coming up, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
We don't. Yes, Ovi, I mean, I think he's got to score pretty much a goal every other game to eclipse the great one's record. You have the great eight chasing the great one, right? So, yeah, all eyes are on that, and Dylan Strome has been playing fantastic on alongside of Ovi all season long. Isn't that a fun storyline, right? When the Strome brothers go head-to-head, we all remember those clashes. And looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a lot. And, hey, glad this has been your best game of the mini plan, right?
Yeah, come back.
And the San Diego Goals have been playing better, too.
Yeah.
So
seven in a row.
Been spoiled between the two clubs here.
Yeah. We've been very excited for our friends down in San Diego. That's something that I talked with Sam Colangelo about this morning. He said the second time he went back to the team, so after he was called up from the Ducks, went back, he said it was just different. The team had a better sense of confidence, and obviously that's been portrayed in the way they've been playing, seven wins in a row. Really happy for them, and I think it's just a having all those young guys find that confidence, it's a maturity thing, getting more reps. It's only going to lead to success for the team, and that's what they're seeing right now. Even though they've been facing a lot of injuries, especially on the goaltender end, as they had to bring in Billy Huso as well. So,
well, it seems as if they were like watching Sam, not only at All-Star break and doing all the great stuff he was doing, but they almost instilled his game
yep.
right into how they've been playing. So they need to continue to just have that shot first mentality. That was another thing tonight. It just seemed like the Ducks team, they got a lot blocked early on, but it seemed like their nose for the net and
yep.
wanting to, you know, pepper their attendee. It was great to watch. I know the San Diego Goals, you don't put that string of wins together without having that same mentality. So mm-hmm. good stuff.
25 shots on goal for the Ducks tonight. 5 goals on 25 shots. Hey, that's pretty nice.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Another message that we got here, Hill from Buena Park. The Ducks got off to a bad start, but definitely woke up in the second period with crisp passing and a shot-first mentality. There it is. Terry Line was awesome tonight, and the Canucks looked worn out from the previous night against the Kings. Yes, they were on a back-to-back, something that the Ducks wanted to take advantage of. They did win in L.A., but they had to go to overtime, so a late night. And they had lost the previous two games, Utah and Vegas, so they're seeing some tough opponents right now. Definitely maybe a little bit of fatigue. I thought they skated well, though, I will say. I didn't see too much fatigue, but just something that the team kind of took advantage of.
Yeah, and even on when Troy Terry grabbed that puck and kicked it to Mason McTavish, I mean, he really fought off some really just heavy pressure, right?
Yeah.
So I just thought about that when your comment on skating. Well, I just thought Troy Terry really just started really taking control of the puck, and just look back to that play. It was special. And yeah, the Ducks team, they need to continue to just move their feet, provide that jump. I thought their jump was great. They were so hungry. And yeah, that line, Troy Terry, mm-hmm. Trevor Zegras, Ryan Strome, and Frank Vetrano. I mean, they were all just on their games. They were phenomenal.
Trevor Zegras was up here in the press box taking in this game. Olin Zellweger also up here taking in the game. We're going to get Trevor Zegras back, though, soon. He still has one more game on his three-game suspension, that being the game on Saturday against Chicago. Emerson, one other player I wanted to mention. You touched on him earlier. Radko Gudas. I thought this game was one that stood out for me personally from watching him. This season, I felt like this was one of his better games. He's always physical, but this game, you mentioned that pinch that he had. His physicality was timed perfectly. I felt like he was kind of driving the play a little bit at times, too, getting up on it. So I liked his game.
Yeah, I thought he was quick. I thought he, especially on entries, I mean, sealing, he had a great seal on the near side, too, but his stretch passes were great. Yeah, he's just playing heads-up hockey. It just seems like he's staying disciplined, too, not getting into or at least taking the extra swipe in any confrontations after the whistle. So he's just playing being a leader through and through.
Your final quack tonight?
Final quack, just had a blip there with Trevor Zegras, but I look forward to Trevor Zegras coming back and joining the good guys and just really adding to or what he can bring Gibby bring back and
yep.
just overall getting healthy. And it was a lot like I looked at the power play in Buffalo, how they were prepared there, even though they didn't come out the win. They flipped the switch and they got back to playing solid 5-on-5 hockey and just all around just great hockey as it is. So I look forward to getting healthy. Chicago coming up and just this stretch of hockey, the playoff push, yep. It doesn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. It's exciting. I was on the edge of my seat for this one, just watching to see how this team would close it out, and they did well tonight. So I think my final quack is it was come out and play night. The team came out and they played and they won. Is that cheesy or is that okay?
It's not cheesy at all. No.
They came out, they won.
They I love it. I love that final quote.
Just had to throw a little offspring pun in there. But, you know, a great win for the team. And you can stick around and listen to the replay of this one once again with Steve and Emerson on the other side of the commercial break. But as I mentioned, a final score here tonight, 5-2 over the Vancouver Canucks of the Pacific Division. Alongside Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the post-game show on DuckStream. We can hear or you can hear us again on Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock start against the Chicago Blackhawks, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. But in the meantime, enjoy your Friday night tomorrow. Get ready for hockey on Saturday, and we'll see you then.